السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى. Keep in mind that we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make shukr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is accepting us to participate in this program. Together with that, we shouldn't look down upon those who do not participate in the program. We need to understand also that people have to go to work. Now that Fajr is later too, so some people are rushing. Time is against them. So that is why we should never look down upon those who do not participate in this program or any program of that nature. That is why also the Fajr Salah is kept short to accommodate and facilitate those people who have to go to the workplaces. We are not living in a Muslim country. This is a non-Muslim country where the vast majority of the individuals who work, they're working for non-Muslims. Yes, if we're living in Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinah Sharif, those places, so then the salah can be lengthy. Sometimes people have this in their mind that the imams are very, very, very short salah. He doesn't know his door. He doesn't know his door, that's why he's reading short salah. So we need to understand things, and that is why we are clarifying. And these were the teaching of our late Hazrat. And that's why you would recall that whenever Hazrat Rahmatullahi had a poster, so he would always have the program at the bottom. Participation in the program is voluntary. Those who would remember, at the bottom he would have participation in the program is voluntary. So nevertheless, in this few minutes that we have, first of all we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has granted us the tawfiq and ability to witness yet a month, another month of Ramadan in our lives. This is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we will only truly understand when we leave this world. Every opportunity and every golden moment in the month of Ramadan is extremely precious. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already 2 months in advance, he showed that anticipation, that yearning to reach the Mubarak month of Ramadan. And we see in the month of Rajab, month of Shaaban, how many of our brothers and sisters have left us. They have not made it to the month of Ramadan. Of course, many of them have passed away, have gained Shahadat, their time was up. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala filled their graves with nur. And now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to witness this month of Ramadan, how should we approach it? So generally, we are very materialistic, because we are living in a world of means and a world which is run through material means. So we tend to look at things materialistically. So generally, if you take a shopkeeper, a shop owner, so he has got a certain time during the year, or perhaps it's a few months during the year when the business tends to boom and pick up. Sometimes it's in the month of December. You know, that's the most important month throughout the year. If I stock up good enough and well enough, and if I buy the right commodities and items, so I will be, my business will be booming and flourishing. So throughout the year an effort is made, or perhaps 3-4 months in advance an effort is made to stock up the shop, so that when the customers do come during the month of December, his business is absolutely lucrative. For a believer, this is our condition. We are in this world, we are also involved in a certain kind of a transaction with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah ta'ala has entered into a transaction, a business deal with us. Allah has purchased, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ. We have sold to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our bodies and our wealth. And what is the payment in lieu of what? بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us Jannah in lieu of this sacrifice that we make within our own bodies and the sacrifice that we make with our wealth. So we have also entered into a transaction with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an investment in the year after. So therefore, this month of Ramadan, this is that, so to say, December month for us, where we need to ensure that we are making the most of every moment that we have. A beautiful example which Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq sahab, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, used to give. And that was the example of the money-making machine. You've heard this example on many occasions. Whatever we're going to be saying is a repetition. It's a reminder. So he used to say that the person gets a money-making machine for 30 days. So now what will happen? The person gets the money-making machine. You get three categories of individuals. The first person will say that, you know, I've got 30 days, so I got plenty time. First 10 days goes, second 10 days goes, last 10 days, he said, well, I've got 10 days left still. The scene tomorrow, 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 until the whole 30 days goes and the machine is taken away. Again, the second person, he says that, listen, 30 days I got, we'll see. First 10 days now, got some things to wind up, this to do, that to do. So finally he manages to sort things out, and when the last 10 days comes, so now he starts engaging the machine, switching it on and starting to print the 200 rand notes, genuine 200 rand notes. So he will be making some kind of money. And then you get the third person, the intelligent person. From this day one, he is making sure that machine is rolling. He readjusts the entire schedule. Sometimes he's not even eating properly. While he's running, the machine too is eating, and that machine is 24 hours is running and running. Now obviously, the first individual, when he will look back and see the other two friends and companions, there's definitely going to be a regret and remorse. Such regret and remorse that, oh, I had the machine there and I wasted it. The second person who applied himself during the last 10 days, so he has achieved something, but once again, there is going to be some regret and remorse. When he looks at the other individual, he said, but I also had 30 days. Why didn't I apply myself like how this person had applied himself? And of course, the last individual, so he will be smiling. So this is our money-making machine for the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is multiplying every single fard act 70 times. Every single sunnah act is equivalent to a fard. Every single deed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies. So therefore we should take advantage of every single golden opportunity. Now, coming back to that example of the businessman, that individual, together with ensuring that he has stocked the right commodities, he also makes sure that he is advertising, his advertising pays. So he's putting his adverts here and adverts there, he's got his shop front done up well so that he can attract the customers. Together with that, he's ensuring that he's got his necessary safety and security in place, the alarm system, he's got burglar guards, he's got probably a security guard as well. He doesn't want any of his goods to get stolen, he doesn't want pilferage to take place. So just like that, we also need to ensure that we are also attracting the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how the businessman is attracting the customers by putting a nice shop front to attract the customers. So we need to do such actions which invites the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the time of tahajjud, we cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the time of breaking our fast, we crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Engaging in tilawat of the Quran Sharif, giving charity and sadaqah. These are all inviting that reigns of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat within our lives. And very important, and perhaps we could say one of the most important aspects, is that we need to ensure that pilferage is not taking place of our good deeds. And how does that happen? Through our disobedience and our sins and guna. That in the month of Ramadan, a person is still continuing with his evil deeds, whether it's casting lustful glances, whether it is making ghibat of others. So now he's got the goods, he's got the opportunities, the customers are coming in too as well. But what is happening, that from the back door, or from within his very store, there's goods that are getting stolen. Now when he, at the end of the month, when he looks at the outcome, he sees that instead of getting a profit, he's actually run at a loss. So we should also ensure that during this month of Ramadan, mashallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is multiplying everything. But have we closed that door of sin into our lives? Another example, which we have heard from our late Hazrat Maulana Patel Sahib rahmatullah alayh, is that once they were traveling, our late Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh was traveling in one of the Arabian countries, and it was extremely hot, 45, 50 degree heat. So while seated in the car, Hazrat asked that, why is it not getting cool in the car? Have you switched on the air conditioner? So the driver said, the air conditioner is on, maybe somebody's window is open. So when they look behind, one of the windows are open. So immediately, as soon as the window was closed, immediately the car became cool. So he said, we can take a very important example from this, and this is, let's see, the air conditioner was working. cool air was coming out. But because the window was open, the heat from outside was coming inside and we were not seeing the effect of the air condition. In the same way, when we do good deeds, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat, that air conditioner of Allah's rahmat is running. It is trying to cool our hearts and cool our lives. But because we have kept that door and that window of sin open in our lives, whether it is the window of sin through our eyes, whether it is the window of sin through our ears, whether it is the window of sin through our heart and mind. So as long as these are kept open, then unfortunately we are not going to feel the effect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat within our lives. That is why together in the month of Ramadan with the positive zikr, we all, mashallah, engaging in the positive zikr, tilawat of Quran Sharif, zikrullah, performing of extra ibadat. This is the positive zikr, which is generally very easy to do. More greater than the positive zikr is the negative zikr. In fact, the ulama ikram state that negative zikr generates more noor than positive zikr. Now, what is this negative zikr? That is that force and that energy that needs to be used to restrain ourselves from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is going to the marketplace, there are woman, strange woman walking around. Now the taqaza of the nafs, remember shaitan has been chained up. And we can see the effects. Do we ever get a crowd like this for Fajr Salah any other day out of the month of Ramadan? MashaAllah, right up till the Sehan area, the masjid was full. Normally 4-5 sifs and maximum. That too is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can see in the month of Ramadan, shaitan has been chained up. It's become easy for people to come to the masjid now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rains of rahmat are pouring, and because of that hearts have turned. Person finds that he is now inclined towards good deeds. So now the only challenge that is there to contend with is our inner selves, our nafs. So this is the important thing that we need to now exercise that energy. Allah ta'ala is showing us in the month of Ramadan that, oh my banda, you have the ability to restrain yourself. The food and the drink is there. You're restraining yourself. You walked into the kitchen, the food was there. What stopped you and what prevented you from taking that food and partaking? It is only one thing. He said, my Allah is watching me. If I eat this food, my fast will be broken. Allah is watching me. So now, my banda, just as you have got that energy and that capability and ability to restrain yourself from eating that food because you are aware that I am watching you, now apply that same thing into every aspect of your life. That when you are walking into the shopping malls or you are in a conference or a meeting and that woman comes in front of you, so now remind yourself that as I walked into the kitchen, I wanted to take that food. My heart was inclined to that food, but I reminded myself that Allah is watching me and I restrained myself. So now I want to look at this woman, I want to admire her. My nafs is inclining to that, but my Allah is watching me. Therefore I will not look at her. Na dekhenge, na dekhenge, hargiz na dekhenge. Jine dekhne se, mera Rab ae dosto naraz hota hai. Person says, I will never look. I will never ever look at that which by my looking will cause my Allah to become displeased with me. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us of those who takes advantage of every golden moment and second and fraction of this month of Ramadan. Allah ta'ala make us of those who become totally drenched in His rains of rahmat, maghfirat and mercy. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.